A former Oxbow employee named Kirby Martinson says he was invited onto Bear Ranch in March under false pretenses. Martinson says once he was at the ranch, Koch's agents held him against his will and interviewed him for hours. Shortly thereafter, he was fired. Martinson details the ordeal in court documents filed in California late last week. But Oxbow spokesman Brad Goldstein says Martinson was already under internal investigation by the company. After Oxbow let Martinson go, they filed a civil complaint against him, claiming he'd been involved in a scheme to steal more than $40 million from the company.
In March, Mr. Martinson went to the Bear Ranch, as he has done on many occasions. At no point was Mr. Martinson ever detained against his will. Mr. Martinson was afforded an opportunity to provide his side of the story. He was presented with some of the evidence against him. And obviously, he could not provide any answers. So he was dismissed for cause.
According to Courthouse News Service, Martinson's complaint also alleges that a marked police vehicle and uniformed man were at Bear Ranch to keep him from leaving. Delta and Pitkin County sheriffs say they're unaware of the incident. Gunnison County Sheriff Rick Bessiker says his office was only involved indirectly. One officer patrolled a nearby county road after being advised that there might be an incident at Bear Ranch. Koch owns the Oxbow Corporation, whose energy holdings include the Elk Creek Mine near Somerset and Gunnison Energy Corporation. Martinson was a senior vice president responsible for the company's petroleum coke sales in Asia and had been with Oxbow for 16 years. According to Courthouse News Service, Martinson believes his relocation to Asia was part of Oxbow's plan to evade paying U.S. taxes on profits of more than $200 million per year. He alleges that his false imprisonment at Bear Ranch was part of Koch's plan to intimidate and discredit him. Oxbow spokesman Brad Goldstein denies those allegations, calling them absolutely untrue. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.